at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm speaking with the president, and that's Scott Paddock. First of all, Scott, tell me a little bit about your background, how you got into this position.
Sure. Well, I actually spent the last 12 years with Gatorade, a great iconic brand in the sports world, and through that relationship did a lot of partnership interaction with the folks at NASCAR and International Speedway Corporation, our parent company here at Chicagoland Speedway. And just developed a high level of respect and admiration over the years for the way they conducted business. And when I got approached about this opportunity late last year, I really jumped at it because I've been a fan of this sport for a long time.
Well, it's a beautiful facility. This I have been here before, not on the NASCAR circuit, on Indy, and very impressed with it then. Really, as I understand, we're about, 10 years or so into it?
That's it. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary season. Hard to believe we've been around that long already, but we are the state of Illinois' largest sports facility. We have 1,300 acres of real estate here. In addition to the NASCAR oval, we also have a state-of-the-art drag strip, Route 66 Raceway, and a dirt track. And our Sprint Cup event each year annually is the largest sporting event of the season, so it's a beautiful facility.
Absolutely is. Well, we've got the inaugural STP 300. Let's just start right there and tell me a little bit about how this came about, that we've got this race in what's essentially a split weekend of racing for NASCAR.
It is. First of all, we're so glad to have STP back involved in the sport. Talk about one of the pioneers, one of the iconic brands that has such a strong heritage in this sport. So it's great to welcome them back. It's a unique weekend. We've never hosted a standalone nationwide NASCAR race before. And so we've got that. And then Kansas, our sister track, has the Sprint Cup race. And I think STP wanted to really own that entire weekend of NASCAR racing. So it's a great platform for them, gives them access to two great markets here in the Midwest. And we are so excited. It's a multi-year relationship we have with them. So we're looking forward to great things in the years ahead.
Wonderful. Well, this is also, talk about inaugurals, this is the inaugural season for American Ethanol to be involved with NASCAR, where these race cars are operating on a 15% blend of ethanol and gasoline. How or what does that mean to the industry, to the sport, and to tracks that host them?
It is wonderful. I mean, we all know how important the environment is, and we have an obligation, I think, to protect that environment and pass it along to our children. And it's just a great partnership between NASCAR and American Ethanol and the Illinois Corn Growers Association. It's just tremendous clean energy, and I think it's a great statement for our sport in the priority importance they place on the environment.
Well, speaking of those Illinois corn growers, we've got a bunch of them out here today, some soybean growers as well, who are also involved in investing into the family farmer's car driven by Kenny Wallace. What do you think about the farm connection? You look at your track here, and it's finally starting to see some corn sprout around.
Well, this was farmland here, and we're in the midst of a farm community. In fact, our drag strip and this raceway was founded in many ways by nine, local businesses, several of which were farmers and owned the land here. So we've got a strong connection to that community, and we're just very grateful for the support of the Illinois corn growers. We saw their display in our Champions Park fan interactive area. The harvester and combine out there has drawn a lot of wows and oohs and ahs, and it's great to have them, and we really look forward to doing some great things with them in the years ahead.
Yes, the display, I think, is adding a kind of an unusual vehicular component to out there, because you've got a show car almost right next door. So people are getting their pictures taken next to a race car, then next to a combine. It's kind of an interesting combination.
I want to get those combines out on the racetrack. I think we could have a pretty cool competition between the farmers out on this racetrack here.
I don't know. I guess it might be possible to do side-by-side out here, but it'd be a challenge.
I'm willing to try anything, Chuck.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Paddock. He is president of Chicagoland Speedway, and we are getting ready for the Nationwide Series inaugural STP 300. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.